Zelengo, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, the 13th day of the first month of 2002 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part 40. The Constitution is a Crime, Part Number 2. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, world correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight.
Clear.
folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in soul.
See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves.
His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay.
The lesson, the mind of thyself will help us all move forward.
We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to tote the torch.
Like those days we were to beat down, yet unhooked from our souls.
Seeking truth will turn that around with a human rights patrol.
People's Choice Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,590th night of broadcasting. Zalangle, again, it's Mannequin Taco here at Human Rights Radio, 106.5 FM in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. And in the place to be with we out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol, Dada Kanadi Kentaco, and Zalango to ya over there.
Zalango.
Yeah, Kanadi's here again, going to kick up some dust with us this edition of the Human Rights Patrol, volume number what?
40.
Volume number 40. We actually co-creating this program on the 13th day of the first month of 2002. You can't get no more than 40 than that, can you? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? And we're going to do it on call. The Constitution is a Crime Part 2, follow-up to volume number 39, which was done on the 12th day of the first month of 2002. Right? And but before we do that, we got to, like, make it clear that we respect and want you to show some respect for those who make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Patrol, because you don't know what it takes to do something like that up in this land. And Kanadi, would you be about that business, please?
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Uhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in a criminal enterprise called Bayview Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbert and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in a criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And if you don't see that, Human Rights Information Network, just type in the name Kentaco, K-A-N-T-A-K-O, and you can get off the World Wide Web, Human Rights Radio. That's right. Check that out. All right, you know, we told you earlier that we're going to have a follow-up to the program we did on volume number 39 of the Human Rights Patrol. We call the Constitution's a Crime. We asked Kanadi to come black up in here with us to help us with that humble effort tonight. And so that's what we're going to do. Last time we left off, remember, we talked about the fact that there was a paper put together by a group of hoodlums calling themselves Americans. And they had come to the conclusion that living under the authority of their king was not the way it should be, because he was dirty. He is a dirty dealer and all that stuff. But, like, they didn't really know how to come up other than stealing folks. But some of them said, well, we shouldn't be stealing folks, but we won't even deal with that issue until we get us a country and get some strength, you know, to stand alone from, you know, separate from the king, right? Which, you know, we only went for that because we were so ignorant, you know. Why in the world these cats from Europe having this fight with this king from Europe have to be over here? And how come they got to steal us anyway? And why we got to be slaves while they resolve their differences? That don't make no sense, do it? Never did. But it did. You know, we accepted because we was out of our mind with it, you know, with the time. You dig what I'm saying? Because be certain that what you hear from Human Rights Radio is not an expression of how talented we may or may not be. It's an expression of the time, because I know my elders, my mentors, they certainly set into motion much all of what we're doing today. And so they were fully capable of doing it themselves, but it was not that time, okay? It was not that time. This is the time, obviously, by what we are doing in this get-together like this. You dig what I'm saying? All right, look. Okay, so these cats got together, and because of our mind situation, we believe that mess. They had to make us slaves, kill off all the native people, and they're going to get right once they got, you know, free from their king. And, you know, hey, all we had to do was be willing to tolerate that, right? Why, you know? But anyhow, we went for that. But we find out later, you know, they told us too that the only time they mentioned us in the Constitution was in what? What did they, when they spoke of a particular Constitution set of circumstances, they called the 3/5 compromise, right?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time they say, when they wanted to find out how many votes a particular county would get, then they said we would be counted as 3/5 of a person. They said that's the only time we even brung y'all up. That's how we didn't even want to deal with the issue of black people. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't, you know, right. You know, some, most of them were. But, you know, then you come to find out that they wrote about us several times in there. In fact, since their plan to come up as a nation was to steal people, in Article 1, Clause 9, Section 1, we talked about in Volume 39, that they said, this is how y'all, this is what we'll do for you. If you steal enough of these people that we know we got to steal to have a come up, you get over here, we got you back. Right? Only thing we want is a $10 tax. Recognizing that wages in New York at that time was, about $100 a year? Yeah, about $100 a year. You know, $10 tax on a person was something else. You dig what I'm saying? And then when you add on the fact that at that time, 1789, there was a higher slave, so-called free person ratio in New York than there was in the criminal enterprise called North Carolina. As you heard in Volume 39 from the white people, right? The white people said that, and Banner didn't say that. See, now you got proof. See, I wouldn't dare say anything like that without proof. You know what the proof is, right? The white people said it, right? And we talked about in the other in Volume 39. We talked about the 3/5 compromise and that other article, one, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1. And did we talk about anything else? We started on
Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3.
Yeah, that's the 3/5 compromise there. Now, so, and then we told you, you know, when you go to court, you treat it different because you don't got no Fifth Amendment rights. And the Fifth Amendment rights are what kind of rights?
Rights you're born with.
Yeah, and they're found in what part of their Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
Now, they'll tell a story that in the beginning, they didn't want to put the Bill of Rights in because, you know, but they were forced to. They didn't have, I mean, they didn't have no problem with that because they were talking to only 5% of the male population at the time. They said, we have freedom of speech. We have the right to assemble peacefully. We have the right to our religion, regardless to who it might kill, right? That's what they were saying. So there was never, now there might have been some people thought that because, I mean, you gave credibility to that because they actually believed there was some real consideration given to the general population, and there ain't no way in the world. They don't do that. You know, the Europeans don't do that. And since it was a European thing, there's no way they were given consideration. Again, what percentage of the male population could vote? 5. According to a book by a white boy by the name of Jerry Frazier called Toward an American Revolution. Okay? And you can get it. It was a required reading at UIS, University of Illinois at Springfield, on the master's levels program. I know because Michael Townsend required it when he taught the Social 513 Social Action 513 class here. So the folks that's taking master's levels classes are learning this kind of stuff. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Around here anyway. I don't know what they're doing in other places. You know what I'm saying? All right? Now look. So now we dealt with the fact that they said, now you got, oh, here I wanted to add this one thing. The significance, there's more significance to the 3/5 compromise than you think, because the folks that actually could vote, and it did matter, they had influence. And they told them, You can count all the African people you steal and make your slaves as three-fifths of a person, which would give them more say-so about county affairs, right? So that's what you call the incentive program. The incentive to do what? Steal African people and make them your slaves. Because, say, me and, Kanadi had a plantation, I had a plantation, there were some black plantation owners, but that does not excuse who did the most of it, right? Right? And who we know we after, right?
Right.
Okay? And let's say we did, and let's say we was, you know, like, you know, we'd be at each other's throat being dirty dealers like we are from Europe, you know what I'm saying? Right? We'd be conniving on each other because that's all they did in Europe, right? Connived on each other. You know, only reason they stopped doing so much to each other in Europe is that they found other people of the earth that was more beneficial to connive and you know, be dirty on, right?
Right.
But you go to Europe now, they still squabbing over there to Caf in Ireland, in Yugoslavia. They ain't never going to stop. War is perpetual in Europe, right? Now, so Kanai and I, and when it come down to county affairs, though, we would both have what? How many votes? One.
Right.
How could I get the ups on you, though? I can steal a bunch of more Africans,
yeah,
and I can count them, and I got the ups. So they had the incentive. And now, why would the county put that kind of program, want that kind of a program into effect? Why didn't they say, no, we ain't doing that? Counting African captives as three-fifths. Money, right? They straight cash money in it for them, right? How much per person?
$10.
And remember the word person now, because we're the only ones referred to as such in the constitution we use and come from the 1996 Information Please Almanac. We're going to go back to it. And it's not the courthouse one where they call the white people or the ones who had property and stuff people, and they specifically refer to us as persons, which is very important because no persons are represented at the UN. Only people are represented at the UN, right? You don't think that's important? Okay, I ain't trying to talk to you. I never was. You shouldn't have never flattered yourself thinking I was. All right, anyhow, what we're going to do, we're going to get to. Now, if they got the laws into place in the Constitution on still getting us here, right, and then how they can turn us being here not only into a money thing, but into a political advantage on each other, what if we don't like it? Oh, they spoke to that in the Constitution too, didn't they? Said, oh, we know they ain't going to like it because they've never liked being slaves, man. We checked it back in Rome, and they didn't like it there. Checked it back in Greece, and checked back in Egypt. They ain't like, they ain't never liked it. They've known being free too much, these African people. So we got to deal with them wanting to get loose. Didn't they say that?
In 1776, the Declaration of Independence proclaims a new nation with rights for all. The American Revolution seals the great document in blood. And in 1789, the Constitution gives form and structure to the great experiment. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Amazingly, the Constitution, our great guarantee of freedom, contains language requiring states to return fugitive slaves to bondage.
Article 4, Section 2. No person held to service or labor in one state, escaping into another, shall be discharged, but shall be delivered up to the...
Here is this document which is all about liberty, all about freedom. Yet it has within it this clause which restricts human liberty, human freedom.
I don't want nobody, some little...
The flight of slaves results in the rise of the slave catcher, a kind of bounty hunter who operates in the dark world of what is known as America's peculiar institution.
You hear this? You know, they called it a peculiar institution when it was dirty as could be. Now, what was it? Article 4, because you remember we was only taught of Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, which is the what? Three-fifths compromise, right? But this Constitution is filled with stuff that shows their hate for us. Okay, that particular article, Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3, speaks to us not liking being done like animals. And so what they said, as you heard in the tape from the History Channel, that program was called Bounty Hunters, man. And you heard Bounty Hunters got started up chasing down who? Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how the 5-0 got started too, the pigs. in 1629, state of Connecticut. That's right. The Dutch West Indies Company was in on that. It seemed like when it comes to doing stuff that's where the money at, they be in that. You're Dutch, don't it? And all, you know, then, but then most of the scandal, they be letting the other Europeans have them. Don't it seem like that? Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a good move, ain't it? Hey, you know, you got them beat down. Beat them down all the way, right? Right? I guess that's how they do that. Anyhow, Kanadi got that 1996 information, please. Aminet, what page are we on, sister?
619.
And we're on Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3. It says,
persons held to labor or service in one state fleeing to another to be returned.
Now listen, you've got to know the word is held there. Why? How did they get us here? Did we immigrate here? Mm-mm. How did they get us here? What is the term they use on how we got within the borders of this they call the United States?
Importation.
Yeah, we were imported. I mean, over here, nigga. I'm not talking to you. I'm not asking you to get over here. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay? Now, of course, if they had to bring us here to be slaves, they would have to hold us here to be slaves. And the Constitution clearly speaks to holding us, a person held to what?
Labor or service in one state fleeing to another to be returned. No person held to service or labor in one state under the laws thereof escaping into another shall, in consequence of any law or regulation therein, be discharged from such service or labor, but shall be delivered upon claim of the party to whom such service or labor may be due.
See how you got your county dungeons there in your particular, where you at is that when they catch us, they didn't have nowhere to hold us because we was always on the run, you dig? And you got to get Brother John Hope Franklin's book, Runaway Slaves. We were busier than the Greyhound Bus Depot getting up out of that mess, man. That's why they scream, we let y'all loose, because like our brother Lerone Bennett says in his book, about, most folks think it's about Lincoln, but he said, you know, they could not make us productive telling us we were slaves no more. So they said, okay, you ain't. Not that it meant nothing to them to say that, right? Don't mean nothing to them to say anything, right? That's what they did. They said, you ain't. Now, they said, if you broke and ran and got away because they knew, how did you get here again?
Imported.
Yeah, it's like a imported like a goat. Mm-hmm. You don't import people. People generally go to other countries because they do what? Immigrate.
Right.
They had the word right there, immigration in there.
Right.
So there were some folks they were talking about that would immigrate to become in service. They called them indentured servants. It spoke to right there, right? Service or labor is for us. Right? Yeah. We wasn't in service. We was in labor. You know, we was like imported for what?
Labor.
Okay. And they said, if we got away, and several times this issue came up. Well, I got loose from down there where they said I had to do that. And they said, hey, we don't care. All the way up to the famous decision in 1851 that was called the what decision?
The Dred Scott.
The guy right there, the sister, learning those lessons. And in that decision, the cat on the top court named Taney said what? The African descendant was never considered to be, is not now, and never will be considered to be a what?
Person.
A citizen of this country. That's what that boy said. He said never was, is not now, and never will be, he said.
Right.
Okay? So that article there speaks directly to the fact that they said if these African people don't like what we do, we're going to have to, you know, grab them and take them back. Now, we're going to go to another part of the Constitution. What's our numbers looking like over there, Warrior?
5631.
We got about 3 minutes, and I want to try to get to this because I mentioned about the two flags in the courtroom and one for us that have been imported and held to service or labor, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know they're going to have to, like, play you off like, you know, this is the right thing, so they do the court move on you like this. Our due process is contained in Article 1, Section 8. All the clauses. Let's start with the first one.
Okay. General powers of Congress. Taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States.
Now, what was the biggest commodity they was bringing in?
Us,
right? So that's big money. And when you had counted us as 3/5 of a person, that also brung in tax money too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See? So here again, go ahead.
Borrowing of money, to borrow money on the credit of the United States.
Skip that one. That's clause two. Mm-hmm. Go to clause three, please.
Regulation of commerce. To regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. Naturalization and bankruptcy, clause four. To establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States.
See, this deals with due process issues here, don't it? Right? Mm-hmm. How to, you know? And there is no situation on banks or nothing without who? Us.
Right.
You can't get around it. Go ahead, Warrior.
Clause 5, money, weights, and measures. To coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Counterfeiting, clause 6, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States. Clause 7, post offices, to establish post offices and post roads. Clause 8, patents and copyrights, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing...
I apologize to the listeners. We want to go specifically in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Yes. That's the one we want to go to. I apologize. All these things do deal with us because there is no point in... You know who was getting the most patents? Us. White folks that owned us was getting patents for things we were showing them. How y'all do that? Mm-hmm. Man, it's a good thing we stole y'all. Y'all got some ideas, boy.
Right.
Now, none of these things that they call... They got patent rights on in this country. None of them are new. But for them, it was like, wow, how'd y'all do that? We're stealing the people, ain't it? The way they looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the section, the clause here in Article 1, Section 8.
Clause 9, inferior courts to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court.
Okay, that's for us. Okay, that okay. If you know when they said we would run away and stuff. Okay? They set up courts inferior to the courts that they got. See what I mean? Inferior. So whatever these courts would say, it don't really matter. Right? You want a trial? You go, okay, here. Yeah. Right? See? Now you look in the courthouse, there's two flags. The inferior court is where you're in. That's the flag with the yellow around the edge, because yellow's always been noted as the color of the who?
Military.
The lesser, the weaker. The coward, right? The yellow is around the edge of your flag, right?
Right.
The lesser trial that's going on. Now, in the same room, they'll hold their trials, right? All right. Now, look, y'all gonna have to relate to this, because if you keep approaching this like you don't know these truths, you're always going to be bringing the wrong way to deal with it to the situation. And, of course, you'll never resolve the problem, will you? Right? Our elders teach us all we got to do is define and decode the situation, and then we can make it act in a desired way. That's what our elders teach us. Now, I don't know what you be told, right? And it's not for me to know what you be told, right? We're going to deal with, we dealt with Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3 today, and Article 8, Section...
Article 1, 8, Clause 9.
There you go, the sister's on the case. And you know what? It's always good that you don't know that when our people learn these lessons, we're going to change this set of circumstances, see? Look how long, it wasn't very long ago when the Honorable Marcus Garvey brought to us Negro rights. You know, say, hey, we got to have some rights then. They call us Negroes. What about Negro rights? They acted a fool. What? Who said that? Get him out of here. Right? Then Malcolm, he said human rights. They acted a fool. The Panther said human rights. They acted a fool. Well, again, human rights again. And, of course, they got to act a fool, because once you deal with that, see, you got to know they ain't never wrote nothing down for you, but you're going to have to be their property. Kanadi, we're going to have to tell the people the source we use for that. Constitution reading there.
It was the 1996 Information Please Almanac.
Now, you can't argue with what we read out y'all Constitution, right? And we used a piece of tape from the History Channel. It's called Bounty Hunters, right? Even the bounty hunters came up out of tracking us down, man. These dirty dealers, right? Anyhow, we want to thank those who make it possible for so many folks to hear this Human Rights Radio Network co-creation up out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield. And if for those of y'all think the network ain't about nothing, you know, the first we hadn't been visited by the government from 1989 until 1998. You know why they visited us in December 1998? Because Brother Inko came on the air out there in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. You know why they visited us in 2000? Because Brother LaBelle came on the air in Decatur, Illinois. And you see what I'm saying? They was like, hey, we can't, ain't gonna worry about him, but we ain't gonna tolerate nothing else. For those of y'all that want to take that philosophy, or they saw for sure that it was spreading, they said, let's make a move now, because if we don't, we through, right? They threw anyway. Can I thank the folks that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Radio Network co-creation we call the Human Rights Patrol.
We're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, burned by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM, in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And you can type in the name Kantako if you don't find the Human Rights Information Network on that page when it comes down. K-A-N-T-A-K-O, and what you got? Human Rights Radio right there on the World Wide Web. And, of course, here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, we can always be reached at area code 217-789-0038. You know how when somebody asks you your phone number, you have to stop, don't you? Because you never call it.
You don't call yourself.
No, you don't call yourself. So they ask me my address, and I stand there like, what? Why did you do that? You should have warned me, right? I wasn't ready. You should have told me it was a test, right? Anyhow, Kanadi, thanks very much for the assistance in this here Human Rights Radio Network co-creation. And shout out to Brother Inko and the Criminal Enterprise called Durham there in their 1,009th night of broadcasting. And out in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, Brother Lavelle there in their 584th night of broadcasting. And Brother Michael Hibbett and the posse at BVHP 103.3 FM is closing in on a year now. They came on air February 11th, 2001, and we're doing this on the 13th day, first month of 2002. So congratulations to them, and y'all can do it. You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. Try. Get a hold of one of us. We'd be glad to share our information with you. All you need is a transmitter. You got the knowledge. We're in our 4,590th night of broadcasting. This marks our 300th night of broadcasting since the third time we came back on the air in 2001, March of 2001. And there's no question about it. You are listening to the People's Choice, because the people choose to listen to the Human Rights Radio Network.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us. We will be loving.
We will be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline,
patience,
devotion,
and courage.
We will live as models
to provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determinate.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta!
Aluta!
Continua!
Continua!
Kufa!